Data from the Shanghai authorities show that by the end of last year, more than 30% of the city's population were above the age of 60, defined as senior citizens by the United Nations. Each year, around 120,000 senior citizens in the city pass away. It is estimated the ratio of seniors will continue to hike until the year around 2040. By then, the families of those who pass away are likely to face with a dilemma. Zhang Songjie is a researcher with the Shanghai Funeral Management Service Center, a government-affiliated institution.
Shanghai has 44 commercial cemeteries with more than 130 hectares of available land. Each year, around 6.6 hectares are being consumed. So, judging from the current pace, available land will be used up in 20 years from now.
Limited land resources, together with soaring prices, have pushed many Shanghai citizens to buy tombs in nearby areas, notably Suzhou, a second-tier city less than 100 kilometers away. Ahead of the Tomb Sweeping Day holiday, however, Suzhou became the first city in China to ban people who don't have local household registration documents from purchasing local lands for burial. The new policy is seen by many as a way to prevent Shanghai citizens from buying up local land, which is also limited. The authorities and the cemeteries in Shanghai are currently working together to provide alternative burial options in order to save land. Fu Shouyuan, which went public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in the year 2013, is one such cemetery operator. Yi Hua, manager of Fu Shouyuan, explains one of its newly developed programs, something she calls ecological burials.
So here is a 200 square meter garden. It is different from traditional tomb structure. Bone ashes can be kept inside the small units in the garden or buried under the lawn. According to the past standards, such an area could only hold 30 tombs. Now it has a capacity for 200.